This week on Clown College.
Brandon don't discriminate. The reason I said white is
he
because
he doesn't, man.
The reason I
and
said,
that's important yes. that he said that.
Because the reason
you're
I,
laughing, we should be taking this more seriously.
Yes. The reason I said white is because my fiance's white right now. But if I was like years ago, like free or something like that, then cut that part.
You see. Heard it here
because
first.
That, I'm trying to
white
say,
lives matter. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah,
no, well, I'm trying to say it like if it was like that, then it would be anybody, man. I like everybody. Because, dude, especially when I, man, I
yeah,
like
anybody,
everything.
Dude. He likes anybody.
Not anybody, not just any. Anybody like I like anybody as a friend, but not talking about like when you talking about doing some shit like a
doing
clapping
some
chi on what the
clapping chi dude.
I'm digging a deep hole here.
This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene,
where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too. Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner. Oh, shit.
Damn, now the headphones, it's cold on my ears, man. I don't have my fucking built-in earmuffs anymore.
That boy JJ got a haircut.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
there
you go.
Man. No mullet's gone. But
I should have went to Mike Sales, dude.
Yeah.
Should have went to Mike. You just can't trust a barber with no hair, dude.
Mm-mm.
You just can't.
You didn't know this barber?
No, nah, this was my first time getting my hair cut by him. But shout out Mark.
Mark.
He's hell cool. Yeah. I
he told him don't touch the beard. Don't line it up.
Could you tell, dude? No, nah, see, that's what people don't understand, dude. My mullet, a black lady cut my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me the mullet, dude. I did ask for it.
Yeah.
You know, but she did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark is my first time meeting him.
Same barbershop?
Yeah, yeah, same
okay.
barbershop.
So you go in and you're not loyal to a barber.
Well, I would have signed up with the lady, but I guess she doesn't work there no more.
Mm.
So went a different route. I just picked any available stylist. That's how you know you don't give a
yeah,
fuck.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I go to till his guy dies, I'm with him.
Till he dies?
Yeah, until he goes.
Hell.
Until I leave, until I move or something.
What's the worst thing that could happen to a barber, dude? Like Parkinson's?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah,
that's a rough injury.
Or death, death. Yeah.
You just don't want it to start setting in while he's giving you a haircut, and he like jabs the scissors.
I was listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He was listening intently.
Oh. Yeah, I was very listening.
I was very listening. Very much kidding. So listening.
What's going on, y'all?
What
Captain America over there.
Yeah.
I know, man. Oh yeah. Speaking of Captain. America, guess what happened, man?
What happened, man?
Man, I almost got emotional yesterday, man. Dude, this dude, my, you know, brother, Ace, he pulled up some comic books and some cards.
Shout out Ace.
Shout out Ace yeah. Boogie.
And they weren't any normal cards. This is like the stuff Spider-Man, yeah, Wolverine, yeah, the Fantastic Four. You had, man, there was so many people up in there, man, dude. And then the cards. I think I saw a Deadpool in there. Like an original 1992.
Oh, my Deadpool. Dude. Brandon, that, dude. I love you, man.
Yeah,
I love you all, too. Yeah. Love everybody.
You love that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Cool,
hell yeah. And they were, like, in real good condition, too.
Very good condition.
Yeah. I seen them. They were in sleeves.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And those were from 1992?
1991. Yeah.
Damn.
1990.
Ace hooked you up.
Yeah, man. Thank you. There was even Venom.
Damn, Venom?
I know.
Venom's pretty sick, dude.
I know.
He's pretty sick.
Damn. I know. I know, man.
Venom was the first black superhero.
Yeah. No, I'm just...
Oh, shit. What happened at you at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, man.
I don't know about that. Man. We don't know. We have no idea.
I haven't told him yet, but dude, some crazy shit happened, man. I embarrassed the shit out of myself. So I was talking to my friend, and he kind of set me up for this. Like, I'm kind of upset now. I just realized it. He didn't have to do that. So I called the wrong number, and I swear it was some lady. And as soon as I was talking to her, I was like, hey, and you're like, what? And I was like, is this Nathan? She's like, no. And I hung up. And then I FaceTimed him. I was like, yo, bro, was that you? And he's like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I heard everything you said a second ago. I was like, oh, for real? So you heard me say wrong number? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, man, you can't be playing like that. He's like, yeah, whatever, man. And then I hung up and called him again. And it was that same other number. And she picked up again, and she was like, "What? What?" And I'm like, "Hey, man, what?" And it's me, it's me. And then after a while, she said, "You drunk?" And I was like, "No, I'm not drunk." And it's me. And then I realized it wasn't him. And then I just slowed down. I was like, "Oh, this is a whole middle-aged chick right here that I don't fucking know." So I slowed it down, and I said, "Okay, this is what happened." I explained it to her like a professional. Like, most people would have just hung up the phone and said, "My bad." But me, no, I literally stopped because she was like, "Man, you just woke me up." I was like, hold on, my bad. So what happened is my friend, he told me that it was a wrong number, and he was joking around. And then after he joked around, I called back, and it was you again. And I am sorry, and I'm not drunk. I guarantee you that. And then she was like, "Oh, okay, all right." And I was like, "Yeah, my bad." So, yeah, he's like, "Oh, it's okay. Let me go back." I was like, "All right, goodbye." And that's
how. But why did you explain it?
Because I felt I had to. I don't want to just think some random drunk dude just picking up phones all night, being like, "Woohoo!" No.
So, do you hold on? So, what happened? Because he called you prank calling, right?
No, he called me. We were talking on the phone, mm-hmm. and then when I called back, I had two numbers on the contacts by accident, and I clicked on the wrong one, and it was a whole different person. And when I went back to him, I was like, "Oh man, dude, was that you in that voice?" And he's like, "Yeah, man, that was me the whole time." So I thought it was really him, and it wasn't. It was like really somebody else. Like this was legit. I even looked. That was a different number. I don't know who that was.
How did you call the number?
I just literally clicked on the thing. I was like, "Oh, here it is." I don't know if the number got. But
if you was on the phone with him, who were you calling?
First, I called him on a FaceTime because there was two different contacts. The fuck? Hold on. That was my lisp. My lisp.
Like your lip possessed you.
Contacts. Damn, man. But contacts. What is that? There's two contacts things? Those. There was
two different numbers.
Yes, there was two
for
different.
The same contact.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know how they got mixed up. I don't know who the hell that was. I hope I didn't know them. That would be weird.
But you probably did.
Yeah.
But I think it's weirdly considerate how you stayed on the phone to explain the situation. Yeah. And it seems like she's more understanding than most people would be.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Okay, thank you. Go back."
Yeah, they're like, "Fuck you. I just hang up the phone." I fuck you too.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I would
say. Yeah, man, I'm not going to sit here and let somebody cut me off for 2 minutes. Hell no. What the fuck? No.
Why didn't you just hang up?
Oh, well, because, dude, I got to be I can't let this person be like, "This drunk person called me. Now she's going to talk to her friends the next day. And everybody going to be like, what happened last night?"
He has a good conscience.
Yeah. I know. You didn't have the number saved. You had to save to somebody else.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like she would have woke up and be like, "This crazy dude at 1 o'clock in the morning kept calling me. And I think he was drunk. And I didn't want them to think and look and be like, 'Oh, my gosh, I know him. That's Brandon.' No, I didn't want that."
Oh.
Got to have a good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be doing that.
No. Nope. Was she old?
Sounded like probably 30s or 40s. Oh, sorry if I'm so being young. Too old. Maybe.
Yeah, she's watching.
I don't know. Never know. She'd be like, "That was me. What if this is a prank call? You got
me."
He's
paranoid after we got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to prank call you anymore, Brandon. You have our word.
You have Dom's word.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You got my word.
Okay.
I ain't going to prank call you.
You're not going to prank call me. Somebody else might prank call me. No, I'm just kidding.
You are the
Here's
best
the number right here.
Ooh. Here it is. No, nah. Well, maybe. No.
So, what's up, man?
I'm just chilling, dude. Almost died yesterday. My tires are completely bald.
This motherfucker right here, dude.
I just didn't know. I went and got my oil changed, and they were like, "Hey, man, your tires have no tread on them." And I was like, "Oh, shit." And I looked, and one of them literally looks like as smooth as this fucking table. And it That's was raining crazy. Yesterday, and I was sliding and shit. But I had to get to the Shag Nasty, dude, because I'm the host, and I go down with the ship, dude. That's how we fucking do it.
Good-ass Mike. Yeah, we're shooting this late.
That was a wild one, dude.
That was.
That was a wild one.
Yeah, really it was. It was.
That was good.
Yeah. We had Pleasures right before. That was fun. And then we went to Shag Nasty's. That was a good time. Had some little hiccups.
It was an altercation.
Yeah, a little altercation.
Yeah.
It's settled.
Learned how to play pool a little bit.
Oh, Brandon was. Yeah. I think Brandon's a pool shark now.
I was trying to learn.
Ace was beating your ass, wasn't he?
Oh, hell yeah. I never
he has his own cue.
Dude,
he made
was doing
his own
tricks
cue.
And yeah, stuff and all that. I was like, okay, man, how do you, I don't know.
Dude,
like, I was
Ace,
literally in the back just watching, Ace. Seeing the hand move. I was like, okay, so they're going like that. All right, there you go.
Why should you go like that?
Dude, that's how it is. That's how you got to do with the pool.
Show the camera.
Okay, so I was like with the pool. You got this the pool table. This the pool stick.
Mm-hmm. Pool table stick.
This is my hand trying to do. You got to get in there like that or go in there like that. That's how you do it.
One of two ways.
I don't know. Vertical, I'm still learning.
Horizontal entry.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We had Stand Up Live this weekend.
That was good.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, you didn't get to make it.
Unfortunately, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
dude. I'm not pissed about it at all.
Yeah, it was.
But it was good. It was a light crowd, though. Like, it was like, how many people you think that weren't comics? Including Ace.
Probably seven at most, maybe eight. Seven, eight. Maybe, and that's me saying.
Stand Up Live, it's light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a Sunday.
Yeah. Like, when we pulled up, that parking lot was not really...
Yeah, because, you know, if nobody's parked, like, on the side where the door is in the back, if nobody's parked there, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably no show before it, either.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, because they said they opened up the doors at 5:30, so it was 5:30 on a Saturday. But if you got there at 5:30, you had to wait, you know, what, 2.5 hours for the show.
Yeah. You had to wait till like, 7 o'clock.
Oh, I thought it was... No, but it didn't start at 7 o'clock. No way it started at 7.
7:30.
Yeah, I think it started at 2 hours, yeah. But it was fun, though. We got up there. I'll be on the showcase, 3:20.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
If you don't open with the Aquaman joke, dude, I will storm out of the building.
Dude, I will. I don't give a fuck. I will open with that joke. That shit makes me laugh. Oh. I know it. Like people,
dude, I just realized we stopped putting our stand-up clips on the podcast. Yeah, dude. I just realized we stopped doing that.
We got to get them from Alex.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we have to get them all from Alex, because since he's been recording, shout out Alex Z.
Hell,
he's
Alex
the fucking
Z,
man.
The GOAT.
The GOAT, dude.
Panda Express delivery man.
Hell, yeah.
It's not like that. He actually did it, you know.
He's probably out there right now with our Panda Express. He's the shit. Well, yeah, he videotapes all of our sets, and we haven't been good about getting them from him and putting them on YouTube and shit.
Yeah,
but we'll start it back. I do want to put that Aquaman one up here.
Yeah, we'll insert that for sure.
Yeah, we'll insert that.
That was a great one. That hit last night.
It hit. That I was so surprised at it. It's never hit. It has never hit. It's, and
terrific. People laughed at it.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it there. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did do it there.
Oh.
I forgot that I did it there.
Oh, I did do that.
Dude, you got to come back on the drink, dude. This is getting out of hand, man.
Yeah, terrific was fun, too. That was a great time. All right.
I'm glad y'all had fun, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a learning experience, you know?
What happened, man?
I don't know, dude. Your boy didn't do too well, man. No. I might have to return this T-shirt that I bought. It says White Boy of the Year on it. I might have to send it back after that, dude.
Hold up. That was a good punchline. I like that.
No, that's real. I did buy that shirt.
You did?
Yeah, I'll wear it next week.
Chad Hanks over here.
Oh, damn.
White Boy of the Year.
I'll do with the entire next podcast in Jamaican. Dude.
Hell yeah.
The or Patois.
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 I don't know. I probably said it wrong too.
Yeah. What was it supposed to be?
Patois.
Patois.
Yeah, you got it. Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah. Look at that. Patois.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do any accent or nothing. This is me really genuinely trying.
Stop saying you're sorry, Brandon.
You know, I'm not sorry. No.
Talk your shit, Brandon.
Yeah.
Go off on him.
Yeah, let me put this on some music and stand up and face some shit. I didn't know it was gonna be that long. I didn't know my.
What
I
does
thought,
he have access over there?
I thought it was gonna stop soon. It just
that
kept
did go on for a
going.
Long time.
Dang,
he's got the fucking
my
nuclear
bad,
launch
y'all.
Codes over there. Haiti just got wiped anymore. Off the map when you press that button.
Wow. Like you said, a learning experience, man.
Yeah, but I love that because I bomb like that, and then as soon as you go home,
wow,
probably once or twice a week,
same.
But you know when you're so mad and you go home and now your new shit's killer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just, I got to try it out more. That was the first time I told it.
Yeah, but that shit was good.
Yeah, the haircut was good.
I lighted you wrong at Pleasures. Because I didn't start the fucking timer. So I didn't know where you were at. And then I knew you, I could tell you were doing new stuff. So I'm like, let me just give him light so he knows he can get off whenever he wants to. And then when I was going like this, I realized that I stopped it way too short. So I was like this. And you're like, Dom's trying to wrap it up. But I was like, no, I meant to
but give it. I knew I was only up there for like 2 minutes when I saw the light. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to at least say the rest of this new stuff.
That's why then, I was trying to tell you. I was like, oh, I fucked up. Just keep on going.
That was a weird set, man, because I fucked up a lot of times, but it
got huge laughs.
Oh, man, you did really good.
Oh, yeah, and the Stairway to Heaven joke on me, that fucking blew the fuck away.
I've said that one before. It was just the perfect time.
Yeah, but I'm saying your whole set was going so good. Yeah, that new shit's good. How to work at Shaq's?
It was like 10 people who had just heard me tell it at Pleasures.
Oh, okay.
And that was when the music was still on.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan, told me about it when Keenan went up, the second comic. And I was like, oh, shit, the music's still fucking playing. You can't really hear him. So, yeah, I had to go ask. Shout out Dia. Turn off the music.
Dia, shout out. That's what they did at Mike Sales' mic.
Played music through?
The Dish. The Dish.
Come out. Second and first and third Mondays. Yep. It's a black room. It was fun.
I'll be hosted by Mike Sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was there something Mike else for that?
No. That was right.
I like it.
No, it was fun. Hey, like
that's my bro.
You go in there and you're like, I wonder how they're gonna take everybody, but they loved it. Like they were like all the people in there were like, you guys were so funny. Alex Z killed, Jake killed, you want to know who really killed? Dante.
Oh, hell.
Oh, yeah.
Murdered.
That's not a shock.
Murdered.
Why are you guys acting surprised? Dante's a killer. He's the best comic in Huntsville.
Dante, his ass needs to come on as soon as he gets done doing whatever he's doing. And then he said he'd be out for like 2 weeks and then I'll come back. Yeah. But,
Alex buried me last night, dude. He struck a nerve.
What?
He was like, all right, give it up for JJ. His entire vocabulary consists of words he learned at college that day. Wow. And like all the shit I was saying was shit we talked about in class. I was like, well, fuck you, dude.
Damn.
At least you're learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you're learning.
I remember it for a
saying
week.
Big words and such.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that crowd, man. They didn't hold back either.
Just try to sound smarter. You just said "and such." Neither of them big words. Combined, they wouldn't really be that big of a word.
Hey, when Brandon got on stage with it, yeah. So Brandon got on stage. It was just this woman in there, and it was her birthday. And they were like doing like karaoke before, and these dudes could sing, bro.
Oh, everything.
I'm talking about they could sing. One old head, one dude was named Chocolate Chip. He tried to roast me. I'm gonna tear his ass up next Monday. I'm gonna roast the shit out of him. He tried to get me. It was a bad roast, but he's cool. So he sang. He could sing like Anthony Hamilton. I don't know. Oh, you probably don't know that because you watch. But
I've heard the name.
Yeah. But he could sing like him, and then he got up and did comedy, and they like you could have music in the background if you wanted to. And when Brandon comes up there, he says something, and the girl who birthday this, who was fucked up, she was like, oh, he retarded.
Yeah, but there's a reason.
There is a reason.
There's a reason for this.
There is a reason.
And I'm very happy that this happened, because this shows that they were listening to what I was saying before. You see, when I started my joke, I was talking about the mental illness joke where I talk about how the black parents don't believe in that. By black parents, I mean my parents, and they call me retarded. So I knew that everybody was going to believe that. So I was going heavy on that joke, seeing that people listened, and they listened. Hey, because as soon as I went up, it was kind of like a recognition when they saw me. They're like, "Hey, man, that's that retarded dude. I know him. I love him." That's what they said.
He said two words. He said.
All right, yeah, I only said it twice.
Because he split it up, so it was 2 minute sets, and then you take a break, and then everybody else goes up, and then you come back up, and you tag the next person you want to go, and then you go and do another 2 minutes. You could do improv or whatever you want to do. We all did stand-up. Most of us did stand-up. And then he said two words as soon as he gets up there, and she's like, oh, he retarded.
Exactly in that voice.
Just like that.
Damn. Oh, he retarded.
Yeah.
Exactly like
just
that.
Just like that.
Buried him. What is the comeback?
And I agreed. I was like, because they said, dude, this is exactly what it was. Do a category about porns. I was like, oh, shit, what type of porn? She said, you retarded. I said, okay, there it is, that type. That type, all right. And then I just went with that. Improv was amazing. Especially with you, man. That was fun.
Yeah. We that was good. That we promoted Clown College. We were like, we do skits and stuff. And then we did drug dealers in church.
Perfect.
Okay. And then, Brandon, what did you... I said, he came over. I said, come on, we can't be doing this in church. How much you need? And he's like, what did you say? How much did you need?
How much did I need? What did I say?
He said $150,000.
Yeah, I was like, give me $150,000.
Yeah.
What? $150,000 what? That's not how a drug deal works, Brandon. You don't ask for much.
No, I was saying...
Hold on, I was trying to get involved with this drug deal.
Wait, I was saying like one, that's how much I'm willing to put on the table.
Yeah.
For drugs?
In the skit, not.
You also shouldn't do that in real life. Like, not in real life. You shouldn't be like... What you want, you'd be like, I have $100. You shouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that in real life.
How much you got?
Yeah.
That was my character in the skit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodney.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
We went on for about like 2 minutes. It was good.
Mm-hmm. It was
good. Brandon did a whole prayer.
Yeah.
Because we were doing it in...
He said the blessing the evening.
Drug dealing church, so he prayed over the drugs. It was fun. They had a good time.
Yes, I did.
That's a good mic, though. I like the mic. Mike's going to change it. I told him we need to change it, like, at least 3 minutes.
Yes.
Do 3 minutes, and then if you want to come back up, you can do stand-up on the spot or improv for the next 2 minutes or 3 minutes, however much time he wants to give. But that's it. That's fun. Hopefully some more comics come out. And
make it out, dude.
Yeah, and they got like, a built-in crowd. Like, there was good. There's more people there and probably stand up live.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I didn't know this, but they were blasting the speakers outside. So everybody outside heard our stand up sets without the laughs and stuff. You just hear the microphone fade.
Oh, it's so awkward. Yeah.
And it was apartment homes, too. So everybody trying to go to bed. And we out there. So what happened with airplane? And you just hear nothing. I saw one light on. I was like, somebody's up right there. They listening. They laughing their ass up.
It was fun, though.
That's what I'm just... What? Is that true?
Is it a nice area or what?
Yeah, it's near my house.
Is it?
Yeah, near my mom's house.
Where's it at?
It's near... you know where the Sparkman Walmart is? Near,
yeah.
Yeah, where the cookout. It's kind of like near there.
Oh, damn,
right next to Taco Bell.
Yeah. I used to work that store.
For real?
Serving our country, dude. Stocking bread on the shelves.
Hail to the...
Speaking of bread, dude. Check out this quiz answer I gave you.
Yeah, dude. Show this shit up, man.
I actually started taking notes from this.
It makes you,
yeah.
Full screen.
I think everything in the picture is cool to show online. I don't think that's really too revealing. By the way,
you want me to read it?
This quiz was proctored. So I had my webcam on and I had to pull out my phone to take this photo. And I looked in the webcam and I was like, please, I swear to you, I'm not cheating. I just want to take a picture of this. And I did it. And then this is the answer I gave. The question something about self-concept and how that relates to consumer behavior. And I had no idea what the answer was. So I gave this answer.
Go ahead.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
The whole thing? All right.
Yeah.
I honestly have no clue about this question, but I'm 100% serious about me being in the top 99% of PB&J makers. I've experimented with jellies and peanut butters of different textures, flavors, and qualities. I've used over 27 different types of bread to create over 500 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the last calendar year. In my research, I've discovered that crunchy peanut butter is not conducive to making this delicacy unless the bread has an adequate amount of structural integrity. Artisano from Sara Lee would be a perfect example of a thick enough cut to withstand the stress placed on it by crunchy peanut butter. Artisano also comes in dessert loaves, including flavors like maple syrup, cinnamon, and a seasonal apple cinnamon loaf. In parentheses, great for making French toast as well. Double parentheses. I don't know if French is capitalized in French toast, but I took a swing. In parentheses. I've listed below my top three combinations for PB&Js. Number one, the classic Welch's grape jelly, Jif peanut butter, smooth, obviously, bunny sandwich cut. Number two, the fruity thicky, that was my nickname in high school, Smucker's strawberry jelly, Peter Pan peanut butter, smooth, Artisano brioche, that's a blue label. Look out for the blue pack. really eye-popping shade they used. And then number three, the Meta Witch. Choose whatever you want, but put an Uncrustable inside the sandwich. Hmm. So it's two in one. Hell, it's embedded in there. And I did turn this in. And, you know.
You're going to get an A. Like, I actually took notes from this.
Brandon, I wish everybody thought like you, yeah, man.
Because this is good.
You went 249 words on this.
Well, there's some words above it where I actually tried to give an answer, but it's completely wrong. So I had like 17 minutes left at the end. And instead of trying to like change my answer or fix it, I just wrote that. Because I'm like, I'm going to have more fun doing this, man. I can get a video out of this.
Hell yeah. That's fucking crazy. Only 6 points. You should be good.
Yeah.
Well, you should see. I don't feel
confident about
confident
the rest.
About the other ones either. So
what class is this?
Consumer behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marketing like class. This. I'm a history major. You know, I'm just doing all the useless ones.
Yeah, these are like my classes too, dude. Dude, I can't stand my sports economic class. I don't care if this dude sees this. It's just like the worst teacher in the world, man.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, he's smart. He knows what he's talking, but his voice is so monotone. Okay. It's just like the guy from South Park.
Oh, shit.
And then we come here. I was like, oh, my God. And then he does, he teaches all the way until the end. And then when he gives us a quiz, it's nothing about what he just fucking talked about. It's no formulas. It's none of this shit. It's just like basic questions. Oh, dude. I probably have a 15 in that class.
A 15 out of what?
Out of 100.
Oh, my gosh. Damn.
But his grading scale is different. Like, it's like 30%. 30% is like a D. 40% is a
C. You're halfway there.
Yeah, dude. It's bad.
Damn,
bro.
I don't have it in me, but I have a quiz out there. It's like my highest is 8 out of 20. Dude, I'll tell you this shit. It's like, and then I was like, I failed the test, right? I failed the test so fucking hard. And my other boy, he was like, he failed it too. And then whenever we were reviewing it, he was like, and most people did good. Most people got A's. I was like, God damn, it's just me.
Damn.
And my other army buddy. I'm fucking retarded. Dude, we're slow, dude.
You think everybody else did get an A, or
the way he said it, he was like, and most people got an A, got a couple C's, and he didn't say anything about the S. And I'm like, everybody got an A, but I, on his grading scale.
What if he's just gaslighting his students?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Like, yeah, everybody else did good. If you did bad, you're a fucking idiot. Everybody failed the test. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I hate teachers like that.
And it's not nothing wrong with him. He seems like he's a good guy, but he's just so monotoned and fucking, like, he goes off the paper. He writes all the shit on the board. You're trying to keep up with him writing, so you're like taking all the notes. You're not really, I'm not really listening to what he's saying. I'm just trying to get it all down. And then when I look at the notes from home, like, I have no idea what the fuck this shit means. I got it. I took the class because it said sports. It's an elective. I shouldn't have to work this hard at an elective.
Yeah,
I've already taken Econ 1 and 2. What else do you want me to do?
Exactly.
1 and 2, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah, bro. That's I got all. A's in that shit. This shit, I mean, it's just fucking... Keep it doesn't make any sense. At you. Yeah, they're throwing the same thing at you. It's like, oh, but this is a sports.
Sports economics class to me would just be like, here, watch Moneyball.
That's what I'm saying.
Write a 1,000-page or 1,000-word essay.
1,000%.
It's crazy.
I looked at my boy, and I'm like... Did you know it was going to be like this? He was like, no, I'm about to talk to my advisor tomorrow. Because we got the GI Bill, so we have to like submit it in.
My advisor will be receiving a strongly worded email from me.
The fuck is this? Yeah, well, fuck college, man.
Yeah, I remember I had one college dude. He was very crazy. This teacher, he basically got fired like at the end of the semester because he wasn't like good at really teaching us. And every time like we would like ask him a question, he'd be like, oh, you don't know it, huh? I guess you're not that smart. Like, one time he said to me, he told me this. He said, yo, if you would have went to my Foot Locker, because he used to work at a Foot Locker, he said, if you ever went to that Foot Locker and I was the cashier, I could have robbed you right now. And I said, oh, okay, that's what's up, man. And then after that, he recently got fired because everybody kept complaining about him. Because all he would do is, he'd be like, you know how to do this? And then get some M&Ms and pop it in his mouth. You don't know how to do that? All right. And that's what he would do. So when he got fired, he looked at us and said this. He literally said this to the class. He said, so y'all got me fired? Oh, that's how it is? all right, whatever. And then he came back 2 years later. He's right there right now.
This is A&M?
Yeah.
It's a teacher shortage.
Yeah, dude.
It is, man.
So he got fired for eating M&Ms?
No, because everybody.
I don't think that was surprising.
No, because everybody in the class failed.
Okay.
Even me. Well, I mean, that's not a surprise. Math is my struggle.
Yeah.
Coming from the guy with the 15, you know.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm right there with you, man. Power.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. I hate this
bumping.
Shit. You don't need all of this. It's programmed for all that shit. You just need to know how to do basic arithmetic.
Yeah, but college is like a thing of like, you know, just do this because we told you to do it. Exactly. It's not really like a helpful learning that maybe for some
you learn majors. You like in my business classes I learn all the time, you know what I mean, like supply chain, even the ones that are not interested to me, like SPO operations and all that shit. But like good teachers, even if the subject matter is, you know, mundane, they can spice it up a little bit, and then that makes you listen. Or people like me, because I'm not, you know, most of these motherfuckers are like kids, 21 and shit, and they're just like, oh, I'm going to get this big job. I don't know, I'm 36, man. I'm doing this. I get paid to go here. And if I didn't, there wouldn't be a chance in hell that I stepped foot on that campus. If I didn't get paid.
But you might as well finish, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to finish. So I'm going to get paid the whole time until I'm done, too. And I won't have to pay for the schooling, and I can get a degree. And then, because you don't need this shit for supply chain, you just have to know how to move things around and talk to people. That's literally all you have to know how to do. If you can get good relationships and you know how to problem solve, because you're going to have to do a lot of shit on the fly, you're good. And go buy the book. We don't do that around. No.
Should have seen the look that Brandon gave. He was real concerned when he
wink
said
back.
That. He's
wink
a big on. Procedures guy. Be smooth is.
I just thought that wink was going to be like...
Oh, we got some other big news, JJ.
What else we got, dude?
What's happening in May? May 10th.
Oh, May 10th, dude.
This is huge. Hold on. Drum roll.
Do you got a drum roll sound?
I think he does.
I could try a beat.
Try it.
Okay. No, that's right. Yeah. I could do it like this. Hold on. I can do did it real quick.
No, we got it.
Okay. That's all right.
Guys, May 10th, we're doing our first ever live podcast recording at Shenanigans in the big main room.
Right? Main room.
Hell big
main
yeah. room.
On a Friday.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
It's called Killer Clown.
Killer Clown.
We're going to have audience participation, bucket spots come out. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of things that you can do. We're going to throw some skits on the big screen, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole show. Like, we're going to do it. We're going to do it right. As soon as those lights go down, it's going to be a fucking show on that stage. And we're going to, like he said, have audience participation. You come up there, do stand-up. And if it's your first time ever and you're not really a stand-up, you come up there for a couple minutes, and then we interview you. And at the end, what do they get to do?
What was it?
You know, you remember?
Pie in the face?
Yeah.
Pie in the face. And I think it would be a good idea. What if they look at us and be like, they can pick whoever they want.
Yeah. You pick whichever one of us you want.
Pick any of us.
You smash us in the face with a pie. Not too hard now. Let's not get rowdy with it.
Hit Dom as hard as you can. Please
don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. But please come out.
Come out. Support it. If you support the CCP, you will be there, dude. College Productions. We are in no way affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party.
No.
Yeah. I don't even know about that.
I don't even like the Chinese.
But, yeah. Whoa,
Brandon,
hey,
keep
man,
going, Brandon. Florida. No, go back. What were you gonna say, man?
I was gonna say on the bright side, man. You get the fro pie at us, and then we'll eat some pie because, dude, man, we get some more pie and eat. Why? Because, dude, we're not gonna waste good pie. Like, we're gonna buy a couple of them. I'm not gonna sit there.
No, it's gonna be cream pie.
I know, but we're gonna get another cream pie for me to eat because, like, where are we gonna get this cream pie at?
Where do you want the cream pie to be from?
Probably you go to Publix or Kroger.
Do you want a white lady or a black lady?
Okay, now we're getting there. Okay, so you know I can't answer them. I'm taking to a white. Okay. I'm taking right now.
You said to a white?
I said I'm taking. But if it was anybody, I don't.
Is somebody cream pie you or you want to eat the cream pie?
Wait, what? What cream pie? What? Wait, no, but hold on. I got to clarify. I got to clarify real quick. Brandon don't discriminate. The reason I said white is because...
He doesn't, man. The reason I said, and that's important that he said that.
Because the reason
you're
I...
You're laughing. Let me taking you this more seriously. Yes.
The reason I said white is because my fiance is white right now. But if I was, like, years ago, like, free or something, like, then I didn't cut that part.
You heard it here first, that,
I'm trying to say...
White lives matter. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah,
no, what I'm trying to say, like, if it was like that, then it would be anybody, man. I like everybody. Because, dude, especially when I... Man, I like
anybody,
everything.
Dude. He likes anybody.
Not anybody. Not just anybody. Like, I like anybody as a friend, but not talking about like when you're talking about doing some shit, like
doing
clapping
some shit.
Chi, what the
clapping
I
chi, dude.
I'm digging a deep hole here.
Yeah, we're just talking about cream pies.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, cream pie pies, right?
Cream pie pies, dude.
Are you
like
talking
a
about
tin with some whipped cream?
He
in
said,
it,
but in that whole thing that he just said, he said maybe years ago when I was three.
When did you say that?
He said, did he say it?
I did.
100% said. I did. He was like, I don't discriminate. You know, I say white because it's my fiance, but years ago when I was three, cut that.
Hold on,
you're
wait,
a formed racist.
No, I was saying years ago when I was real young, when Brandon was single, he didn't care. He didn't describe. That's what I'm trying to say, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mouth stumbles upon me. It's like I'm tripping and shit. I'm trying to say that. I'm just clarifying that part too. I was stumbling my words here, trying to climb my way to the top, and we just built ourselves a deeper hole.
We have more questions than answers. At
way
this point,
more.
Dude.
I can't wait to. Brandon. I can't wait to watch this back and cipher through what you said.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to put captions under it.
Yeah. I don't even
that
know.
That was a whole stumble. I was falling.
We watched a man spiral.
You saw me falling and trying to get up. I was, ugh. The road and everything. It was bad.
Oh, shit.
But we back, though.
We back.
We here.
We never left.
We never left. But we did fall for a second.
Yeah. Fall, but what happens when you fall?
You get back up.
Tell him, Brandon.
You know what Rocky's about.
Mm-hmm.
If you get knocked down seven times, how many times do you get up, Brandon?
Man, depends how fucked up you are. No, I'm just fuck that. You get back up.
How many times, dude?
Well, until, you know, like if you were down there and you're like, bro,
but
I can't.
A number-wise, how many times?
A numerical value.
It depends what's going on.
If you get knocked down seven times.
Okay, so honestly, I would say get back up, but if you down and you can't get back up, then you just fuck that. Like if you
How many times do you get back up?
How many? Okay, so probably. Wait, are you asking me a question or are you saying? What I thought you were asking.
We are asking you a question.
Oh,
man.
Dude, what I thought you were asking me was me personally. I thought you were like, Brandon, how many times would you get up? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It depends how many times you get hit.
Brandon,
I think you should get back up, but if your leg's broke,
how many times?
Okay, so you said seven times. If it's a riddle or something, seven times.
Brandon thinks all questions are riddles.
Yes, because of what y'all did in Shenanigans. You remember Shenanigans? Like every riddle, I got fucked up in those riddles, man. That was crazy.
My God, Brandon.
Yeah. Were you there, JJ?
I don't riddles.
You were there.
For what?
We were just saying riddles outside of Shenanigans one day.
Yeah, they were getting me, man. It was bad.
Yeah, you were out there.
It was rough.
Riddles and such. I'm trying to think. Do I got any riddles off the dome?
Oh, man.
And riddles sounds like a bad word for some reason. Riddles.
Riddle. Rhymes with diddle.
It does.
That's why.
Yeah.
That wasn't where my mind went with it.
So you say you got a riddle?
Yeah, let's take one.
I'm trying to think of a riddle. I don't know any. Shit.
I got one for you. What are you thinking? All right, Brandon.
All right.
So, you're the bus driver, right? You pick up 10 people in Mexico. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
You go to California, pick up 25 people. Then you drive back down to Texas and drop off 16 people. What color are the bus driver's eyes?
Brown.
Why?
because
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, because they, yeah, it's brown.
Yeah, you are right.
Because everybody on the bus Mexican? I don't know. Is that it?
That could be it. That's what I was thinking.
Was that it? Because everybody on the bus Mexican?
Do you know why the color of the eyes are brown?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
All right. I'll say it to you then. Okay? I said it. You're the bus driver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But you got it right, not...
Yeah, brown eyes, you're the bus driver. Uh-huh. Is it because it's like a... You see a bunch of everybody.
You're the bus driver.
Because I'm because I'm brown, right? Is that what the fuck? I don't know. What the fuck?
Just you have brown eyes.
Oh, boy, I don't know what the fuck.
All right. I got one for y'all. All right. So there's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
His dad dies.
Yep.
And then he gets into a car accident. Mm-hmm. And they take him to the hospital. And the surgeon's about to operate on him. But he's like, I can't do that. That's my son.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
I know the answer, but I won't.
Wait. Say it one more time.
I don't know if I said the riddle correctly, but there's a guy.
Okay.
His dad dies. Then the guy gets into a car wreck, and he goes to the hospital. He has to have surgery, and the surgeon is like, "I can't perform surgery on him. That's my son."
Yeah.
So. Somebody died.
You got that part.
Man, somebody did die.
So
It wasn't the dad. Did the dad did the son die and the dad killed the son or something?
Yes.
That's it?
Yep.
Damn. What a coincidence, man. Look at this. I've been practicing.
Yeah.
The surgeon was his mom.
Oh, fuck. For real?
You're rare phone today, Brad.
He's geeking, bro.
Dude, for
real. Oh, shit.
I really believed it.
All right. That's all for us. Mm. All right. Who do we got on the day?
We have a famous celebrity.
Yeah.
A social media sensation.
Star.
Mm-hmm. Teen pop sensation. Matthew Lumbra.
Lumbra.
Yeah.
You can see him in a movie on Freevee.
No.
Or a Tubi.
Yeah, so we'll get into that.
What's
later.
It called? Whatever it's called, put it up right now.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called.
What was it called?
No Man's Law.
We're going to wait
man's
to put it
law.
Up. Yeah, okay. No Man's Law. Yeah.
Say, wait to put it up or put it up now?
We're going
to
put it up because we pulled it up whenever he was on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we shot this one out of order, guys. I mean, you'll notice that by JJ's going to have a full mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, let me flex and then my mullet reappears, dude.
Let's see if I can figure that one out.
Super sick.
All right, y'all. Thanks.
See you, man.
All right.
This week's featured comedian.
Hey, does anybody know the old man over there? And, like, why is he smiling at a funeral? Who does that?
Well, you know, it's gonna suck, you know, because I'm gonna live so much longer than you.
What? No, you aren't.
Bro, yes, I am. I'm gonna be right there at your funeral.
What are you talking about? I'm so much healthier than you.
Dude, no, you are not.
Okay, fine. You wanna make a bet?
Yeah, I'm down.
First one to die is gay.
Okay, deal.
You're so gay.
Look at him out there, finally helping around the house. What is he doing? Is he taking two trips?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's okay, you know. I like those two guys from Modern Family. You know, they seem fine. I mean, maybe this is my fault. Maybe I should have played catch with him, you know? Maybe I should have thrown the ball with him more often. But now he's catching other balls.
And let it out.
Guys, it's late, dude.
Yeah.
We're recording this one late. It's like at least 4 p.m.
That's how you know you was raised by your grandparent.
I'm tired of shit.
That's wild.
We already ate dinner. I'm ready to go to bed, man.
We can't go to bed yet?
No?
No, not yet, dude.
Oh, we got somebody special in the podcast today, right?
Yes, we do.
Special in more ways than one.
Exactly.
We got a great guy on the podcast today. Teen social media sensation.
Superstar.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Lumbra, everybody.
Hey!
Appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man.
We just whooped his ass on UFC.
Okay.
Ran a train on him, dude. Sorry, Grimace.
You are a social media sensation.
No, that's not. No.
You wouldn't say
sensation
that?
Is crazy. No, I don't make enough money.
You make some money.
I make some money.
That's all. That means you're a sensation in the social media realm for
sensation
sure.
Professional.
Yeah. No. See, because you can like have like 10,000 followers and make way more money than I do.
How's that?
We're
in college. We need you to teach us.
Okay.
This is
clown college.
Let me spit some game to y'all. So on TikTok, if you have 10,000 followers, then you can get into the TikTok Creative Beta program, and when you post a video over a minute long, for every 1,000 views, you get $1.
Oh.
So let's say your video gets like 1 million views. That's $1,000. Right there.
Oh, shit.
Right there. Like,
okay.
And all my skits be like short.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't make that much money. But I also have a second account where I like put them all into like compilations and I post it on there to make more money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you link it to your first account?
I just have, yeah, like
kind of like just tell you this is my main account right now.
Yeah, like in my bio, just puts it back up. But yeah, there's people who like 10,000 followers and they make bank.
Damn.
Like y'all heard that girl talking about who did I marry on TikTok?
Hmm? Oh yeah,
she did a whole 50-part series.
Yeah.
And just doing the math, it was like, oh, she cleared a mil.
What?
For all that shit.
Shut the fuck up.
$1 million?
Damn. Yeah. Most likely.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Pull it up, Brandon.
What did she make? A 50-part series? Again?
So I seen it on Twitter. She put it on there, too.
So apparently this woman, she married a guy during COVID. And during that time, he was like a sociopath. So he lied about everything.
Who did I marry?
Yeah.
Oh, who did I marry? Okay.
Oh, and it's like a true crime documentary.
No. I don't think there was a crime.
No.
I haven't listened to it either. Yeah, I haven't listened to it.
But because it's so fucking long, and I didn't care that much.
It's 50 parts, and the dumb bitches be like 10 minutes long, each part.
You said it's on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to say TikTok.
And her husband was a sociopath.
Yeah.
She married him during COVID?
Yeah, she married him during COVID, and then slowly she like figured out like he was lying about everything. So then apparently she's talking. I don't really know. I didn't watch the story, but that's what I've heard. But she's cleared a mil.
Dude, I would love to see the demographics on the viewership of those videos.
No, I think it's all over. Like it went like super. It has to be
it's
a good story.
Yeah, to get that. This is her. I've seen her.
I'm just saying, dude. Like this is.
Oh, it's all women.
Girls love this shit.
Dude, you got to be a sociopath to marry that. That's fucking. Sucks.
Oh shit!
I'm sorry. That's the female version of Brandon. Right there.
No. Female Brandon, good,
bro. Female Brandon is not good.
He said female Brandon be fine, huh?
Hell, fucking yeah. You know that.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you don't know what the dude look like. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
He could be ugly as fuck.
What if it was Dante?
Yeah. Like that. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but she's cleared a mil. Like she's good.
That's insane.
And she has like 3 million followers on TikTok now. So now she has a base.
But before that, did she have a lot of followers?
I don't think so.
Hold on.
What happened?
What's she doing?
I think she just hit the door.
Oh, okay.
You are.
She's making a weird noise, dude.
She's quiet.
My bad, man. I'm watching my friend's dog, Aldrin. Is she all right?
Aldrin, come here.
She'll
be all right. She do that. She's old. But
for real?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, how old is she?
Like 13.
Damn. I thought she was 2.
What?
That's
Brandon,
crazy.
I told him 12 or 13 early when you first got here, dude. But Jake did the weirdest fucking thing. He was like, oh, you're groomed very nicely. Nice hair. How are your teeth? And like lifted up the dog's mouth and looked at the teeth. I'm like, this dude.
You know he's great.
He's insane.
You know he's great.
Jake's dope, though. Jake's dope.
So back to this. So did she have a lot of followers or do you know before?
I don't think so. But I mean, you have a 50-part series.
Mm-hmm.
Each video averages around 5 million views. All videos are above 10 minutes long.
Oh my god.
You're going to gain 3 million followers if you're getting that much. Like, and she's reposted the same videos again So, like, yeah, she's easy.
And then still you get paid for those like they're new.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy wow. shit. What about the other platforms?
Instagram and Facebook have been my two best now.
Okay.
TikTok kind of sucks. But the editing software on there is really fucking good. So I edit everything on TikTok. I mm-hmm. post it on TikTok, and then I take it from TikTok, and I put it on everything else.
Okay. That's what I always see people yeah. on Twitter. That's how I see TikTok, because I don't have it. It's through Twitter. Everybody has, like, makes their videos on there.
But TikTok is, like, I mean, Instagram means way more than TikTok does. Like, there you could find people that have a million followers on TikTok, mm-hmm. but have 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Now, why is that? Why do you think that is?
It doesn't really transfer. Because, like, your followers on TikTok don't mean anywhere close to as much as Instagram. And the biggest thing is YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a bunch of subscribers on there, then you're set.
That's, but, like, that's the hardest to get, but yeah. it pays off the most.
But, like, yeah, yeah, it definitely pays off, like, way more. I think it's, like, $5 per 1,000 views. So that's a wow. huge difference
yeah.
between, like, everything else.
Do they have to watch for a certain amount of time?
They have to watch on TikTok. They have to watch for 5 seconds.
Okay.
They have to work... Yeah, they have to watch 5 seconds for it to be eligible. I'm not really sure on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's just views, though. Okay. I don't think it matters how much you watch it. But, I mean, obviously, the more they watch, the better the...
They'll put you in the algorithm, yeah. right?
Type shit.
Shit, I'm interested in this because I suck at social media and I hate it. Like, I don't particularly like social media. But yeah. I know I have to do it to, you know... Yeah, further any career I want in stand-up or anything like
sound
that.
Sound like an old head.
Dude, I know, but I...
This is the wave, man.
I like Twitter, though. But I know you can't do shit on Twitter. They don't get, Twitter will eat you alive, and that's why I love them.
YouTube leaves the meanest comments for me.
No, no. My shorts. Bro, have y'all been on Instagram Reels?
Uh-uh.
Did well, they just... they'll leave crazy comments.
No, dude, that shit is fucking crazy. Like, anybody... You can't post anything on there without people trying to rip your head off. Like, my shit's fine. Uh-huh. But, like, if you post a disabled person on there, it's over. It's over.
It's ruthless,
like, man. It's worse than Twitter.
Damn.
I'm telling you, it's worse than Twitter.
I'm about to check this real.
Like,
out.
If they don't Instagram fuck with you... Crazy. If they don't fuck with you, you're getting, like, sworn by hate.
Have Damn. You seen the dude on Instagram, Davis Clark, or Clark Davis, or whatever... He's just a regular-ass white dude that posts, like, the motivational-type videos. It's kind of cringe.
Mm-hmm. Clark Davis.
But, dude, he's blown up on Instagram, and people are either, like, love this dude or just leave the most heinous comments of all time on his post. It's insane.
What does he do, though? What do you say he does?
He just records, like, 4 or 5 videos a day of him being like, hey, guys, you know, let's get at it today.
Oh.
We're about to kill this shit.
Okay, motivational guys.
But he's not motivational at all. He's like the most mundane dude.
Clark Davidson?
He's the most generic looking guy ever. He has no energy. It's Davis Clark or Clark Davis or something.
Davis
Clark. Clark Davidson.
You want them to see your location?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So you said Davis Clark? All
right. I don't have TikTok. That's why.
He's on Instagram.
It's pretty good. No, I say Instagram's the best
Davis
now.
Davis Clark?
Instagram.
TikTok used to be the best.
So where is Reels at on Instagram?
There's a whole section at the bottom.
There's a whole section.
And so, like, people, like, if I'm following people, that's whose Reels I'm going to see?
Not always.
You see random.
It's more random.
Okay.
Your feed is still whoever you follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This week's featured comedian.
Because they got a TikTok shop now. So it's just sponsored video. That shit's fucking annoying.
And you just, do you ever pay for, No. How'd you break the algorithm?
I've been doing it for 3 years, dude. And like, I used to post 3 times a day, then I dropped down to 2 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 times, 365 days. Like, it's just pure, like, just grinding.
No. Okay.
And just, like, constantly putting out shit that, like, whether it hits or it doesn't, you just keep doing it.
Now, but you just keep on putting out 3 a day, every day.
Yeah, now I'm at 1 a day. Okay. I've, like, slowly slowed down because, I mean, fucking life and shit. Uh-huh. I'm not in, like, high school anymore.
Yeah.
I got a fucking job and fucking rent to pay.
Over there, I ain't going to say where you live, but in the good part of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you.
I'm sorry, man. I tried to join in the conversation, but the dog's licking my inner thighs under the table, dude.
Oh, let me put it outside.
Come here. She's like, I don't want to go. Yeah,
That's how Tinkerbell is. My dog, man.
You have it. I thought your dog's name was Max.
No, I got Max. Then you got Tinkerbell. We had Charlie. Rest in peace. He died on Christmas.
Oh, damn. On Christmas?
Man. I know. Or the day before Christmas, actually. Christmas Eve.
It's the worst present, dude.
I know, man.
You wake up on Christmas morning and your dog is dead.
Dude, man. I kid you not. He's like 20. He was at least 21.
Okay, that's a fucking lie.
I was literally running from this dude in like almost
in dog years?
No, I'm talking about people years. Like
20? He was 21. What kind of dog was it?
He was the same dog as that, Yorkshire Terrier.
They do live a long ass time.
Like I was terrified of him as a kid. And then when I got older, we just became best friends.
Kind of like Jake's cat.
Yeah.
Squeaks.
Yeah, but it took like at least 5 or 8 years for me to.
Damn.
Yeah. Because they were like, yo, if you don't take care of this dog. Eight.
Yeah, fine.
They're like, if you don't take this dog, we're gonna take it to the pound. So I said, fine, whatever.
You didn't want to let it go to the pound because you're a good guy.
Yep, and I feel like other dogs and animals recognize that, and that's something I accomplished, like on Skyrim. I've been learning this with Jake. You accomplish it.
What? What do you? You learned this on Skyrim?
No, I'm saying you know.
Groomed,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. No, what I'm saying I was. It was metaphorical.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was saying I was like. I guess the animals recognize. They're like, man, this dude saving dozens of dogs' lives, man. I got to fuck with him. I don't know.
Is that what they do in Skyrim?
Yeah, if you do some shit, yeah, they'll remember you.
Y'all play these games?
I don't think I'm new.
I'm learning.
Think that's exactly how it is.
I'm learning.
Nah, Brandon, that's right.
Yeah, I'm learning.
But me and Brandon were playing Skyrim, though, at Jake's apartment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We killed a dragon or something.
Ooh.
It was dope as shit. Did you ever play Skyrim?
I never played Skyrim.
We play sports games, right? Like real games. Come on, give me some.
Come on, talk to me.
What the hell are you talking about?
all this fantasy bullshit.
I'm trying.
No, I played Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is dope.
That's good. Yeah.
But that's like real, like you're fighting real people with yourself, mm-hmm. not like fighting fucking giant ass monsters.
Yeah.
What about
I play God of War, though.
Huh?
What about Mafia?
Oh, dude, fucking Mafia.
You love Mafia?
Dude,
which one?
Mafia.
What's your favorite?
All of them. Favorite is 2.
Me too.
That's but 3 said, was really good, too.
Okay, because he told me I need to get Mafia. Like, dude. It's real good.
No, it's really good.
Joey Diaz
is in the third one.
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Cocksuckers.
I think you kill him. Yeah, I think we killed killed Joey.
I can't kill Joey.
Shut that fat fuck. No,
it's like a GTA style.
Oh, yeah, dude, except you in, like, the 40s.
Okay.
First one, you in the 30s.
The story is really good.
I love this game.
Okay. I just bought Cyberpunk because Justin Letlow was talking about it on the podcast. I bought it. I got about like 2 hours in. I'm like, I think I'm done.
Yeah, no. Was
it like
I never
too complicated?
No. What? It's just a lot of stuff you got to do before you get to shoot people.
Yeah, true. That is
and I just kind of want to shoot people.
Yeah, I understand. Right?
Yeah, but that's a story-based game.
Yeah, but the story, you have to do too much to get to. And maybe not.
The story has to have murder in it.
Yeah.
Oh, story's going
to
have murder.
Yeah, but like it needs to be like off the bat. Yeah. Be killing people.
Right?
Or I'm
at least in the first, like if I'm on there for 3 hours and I only do like one fight scene, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck that.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Like if you buy like Call of Duty, who plays the campaign on Call of Duty?
Me?
No, Brandon.
I play the campaign.
That's
you
crazy.
Do have so yeah.
I mean, I stopped buying the Call of Duties. I just never fuck with Call of Duty. Like it's like
you don't fuck with it at all.
Now my favorite shooter game is Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Oh yeah, you are
that's
one of
crazy,
those. Yeah,
dude.
Building shit.
Nah. Oh no, dude, I'd fuck y'all
you
up.
Build it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good. I played it like twice.
I just don't like the fact that like if you see me first, I'm dead. In Call of Duty. That's why I don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. That's why you use cover. I mean, it's like real. If you're walking out in the middle of the street, somebody sees you. They're going to fight your shit
I'm
up.
I'm not trying to just like sit back and then shoot people.
You don't.
I'm trying to run around and fuck people
You just
up.
Use cover. It doesn't mean you have to sit behind. So if we're in this room, right, you're going to get behind this table. You know what I'm saying?
Have you played Rainbow?
Rainbow Six? Siege?
Yeah.
I watched my boy play it whenever.
See, I would rather play that because then that's like... Okay, it's all strategy rather than like. I just want to run around and fucking kill people. Like,
yeah,
and people be mad lame in that game.
Oh,
and,
so you don't
Siege,
like the camping?
No, well, also in Siege, people be mad lame.
Yeah, I don't play. I don't play Call of Duty unless I have like I got my boys, like my brother, and then my other boys who play. When we start playing during the pandemic, we haven't played it in a long ass time. We start playing during the pandemic, but I'm a beast in COD, Warzone, Rebirth Island. Fuck shit up. At least 10
I never
kills.
Played none of that, dude.
That's good. We got to get a clown college. I have videos on like my YouTube account, which I don't promote at all. But I have videos on there because I don't know what we said, and I would chop it up. That's the first time I learned how to edit, and I would chop it up, and we would just do that. And sometimes
you're posting
it,
gaming videos,
yeah, dude. I got like a lot of them on there too.
That's how I started.
That's
too.
Good.
But it's like just for us because like only five people watch it. But it's just for us to go back and look at the victories that we have, man. Fuck shit up, gang gang.
Yeah, the good old days, dude. Damn, I played a lot of Counter-Strike. Love CSGO. But that shit gave me a gambling addiction when I was like 15 years old, dude. Because in that game, there's all these skins for the weapons. And in real life, they're worth, like, some of them are worth like thousands of dollars in money. Yeah. You can sell them on a marketplace. Mm-hmm. And there used to be these websites you could go on and transfer them from your account to the website. And you gamble with them. And the dude that ran this website, his name was McSkillet. He was a YouTuber. And he made like millions of dollars doing this, but then they like made it, Steam changed their policy to like, it nullified that. You couldn't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. He lost all his money and he drove backwards down the highway in his McLaren and killed himself, but also killed like a mom and her daughter.
What damn, the man. Fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We like to bring the comedy.
Here, yeah. Bring a little real. I like a little darkness, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I never hurt nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like full on. I was 15, like at school on the computer gambling with like hundreds of dollars.
Damn, that's man. Wild.
Yeah.
So, what do you, how do you get your skins off the game?
And oh, okay. So, like, you get the skins, you open up like a, they're called like cases or something like that. It's like one of those type shits.
Mm.
But it was extremely difficult to, like, you almost never got anything good. And sometimes they drop in the game. Like, there was a skin called the Dragon Lords for the sniper. It's, like, the most famous CSGO skin. Like, some of them, like, and they have stickers on them and stuff. They can be worth, like, 100 grand.
Oh, okay.
And the knives were the That's most insane. Expensive. That's insane. You get, like.
That's insane.
Yeah.
People in Dubai, they'd buy them. Yeah, like, just, like, $250,000 knife. Like virtual what? Knife. This was like the original NFT, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. God damn. Damn, that's insane. Somebody would pay $250 yeah, for something that's fake.
For like a.
It's fake.
No, and
it's real to us, dumb. Yeah. That was my happiness back
you know,
then,
in GTA,
dude.
They sell accounts like left and right. Like, I got a friend who will spend probably a couple hundred for like your GTA account.
That's wild.
Just to have all the points on online. I was like, oh, shit. Mm. Like, they have a whole market for that.
People do the same thing in 2K.
Yeah.
People try to buy my account.
Wow, because you're that good.
No, well, I am. No, I just hit like a really high like rank in the game. Mm-hmm. And so motherfuckers were trying to like buy it so let's they can see. Just walk around.
Let's see what rank you got to. Oh, you started shit. Publicly streaming on Twitch June of 2020.
I guess.
Yeah, and for 2K.
Oh, I'd also like to mention this. We found out you were an actor, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, no idea you were an actor. Dude. You were Teen Thug number 3 in No Man's Law, right, and you got your ass beat. Let's but you that. Did your own stunt.
Yeah.
Okay. I recommend you for that. So my friend, his dad is a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
His lawyer friend apparently shoots like these fucking like movies, and so they just asked if we want to be in it, and he paid us like $200 for like.
Oh shit!
I mean, if you look at me in it, it like literally took us like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, we're gonna insert the video right here.
No.
Or you can go watch it on Tubi in Freevee.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's really racist.
Is it?
Really?
So the whole thing is...
what? That's what we like to promote.
Okay. Okay, the whole like movie is about this like one white dude who like saves an immigrant child or something like that.
Okay.
Like, and like, we never it's watched
documentary
it.
Documentary about my family.
he told us, like, he was like, oh, this is probably going to be on like Netflix. This is going to be like a big deal. And then, like, I still haven't watched it yet, but everybody who's watched it was like, that's super racist. I can't believe you're on that.
I should
like,
live react to it right
Wait,
now.
Wait, what is
right?
it called?
It's called No Man's Law.
No Man's Law.
And so, that the dude the fucking star of it, he owns the movie,
And apparently, so he's a lawyer, and he was doing this big profile case.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he told an interviewer that he'll give her like an inside scoop on the case if they promote the movie. And then like, you can't do that. And so like, that went all over like the news, and I think he got in like trouble.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're in there with some goddamn questionable characters.
Dude, I was like, 17, and I was like, $200 for like 5 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, ain't lying. I would have did the same
thing. Yeah, gosh.
Mm-hmm. You could have dressed me up in slave clothes when doing that.
I don't know about that.
Probably do it now.
And not get paid just for this. It looks like a legit, like, when you look at it.
No, watch the trailer. Can you pull up the trailer?
Is there a trailer?
Oh, just off the trailer, you're like, okay, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Wait, that's it,
Brandon. Oh, wait, that's the whole movie?
No, I found the trailer. Okay. I'm excited. Let's see.
Poverty Row?
The fuck?
Enlarge it. Full screen.
So he told us this would be on Netflix.
State officials are on the lookout for an 8-year-old Mexican girl allegedly kidnapped and potentially being trafficked by a former Border Patrol agent.
This is gonna be this.
Oh my god!
That's the guy.
Oh, I don't trust him.
Apparently, one of ours, or one of our X hours, has gone rogue and is trafficking wetbacks.
We could film a better movie.
Guess what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, definitely do this right here for sure. Easy.
It's over, Doctor. And the girl is detained for removal.
That guy had to get the ice in the guy.
That'll be the day.
Oh my gosh.
The law is the law.
And what's right is right.
And what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Or have we all forgotten that?
This is like a Facebook comment section turned into a movie, dude.
Somebody was like, you should make a movie. Yeah, I will make it.
In theaters.
Fucking theaters?
Did it come out of theaters?
Home theaters?
No. No, he invited us to like the premiere.
I didn't go to that shit, dude.
Red carpet event.
Where was the premiere?
Oh, fuck. No, I just saw the flyer and I just threw the shit in the trash.
That's crazy, man.
That's wild. That is... Anybody can make it. How many views did that thing get?
Oh, let's go back.
You could pay a Nigerian dude on Fiverr $15, and he would have edited a better movie than that.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
There would have been explosions and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It got 3.8K views. Okay. And how many likes? 19.
Richard Jensen, Criminal Defense.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Oh.
Oh yeah, he's a shady. I could tell just by looking at him. He's a shady character.
Probably. This guy has defended some guilty people.
Oh yeah,
some very guilty.
But if he wants to pay me again, I'm down.
Oh yeah, yeah. If he actually needs help editing this shit, hit me up, guy.
Dude, I'll be the fucking cop. I'll be one of the cops, dude.
You look like a cop.
I can be a cop.
How they were over that hood. Oh, that was perfect. Hey, thanks for that.
What?
That was a perfect trailer.
That was a gem.
That's like one of those horrible trailers. You ever see those?
Yeah. And I was in it.
Is that nominated for anything, dude?
Dude. Nothing.
Oh, shit. So, what are we going to bet on Madden?
Hold on. We said we were going to bet on UFC.
Uh-huh.
We were going to bet on Madden. Yeah. And we were going to bet on 2K. Mm-hmm. $20 each.
Okay.
So... we won't exchange money after the games.
Mm-hmm.
Until the end. And then you could just send me $40. At least 40. I may be 60.
So you know you're going to lose in Madden is what you're saying. You already prepared.
It depends on how.
That.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But like, you're losing. Why are you at it like that, dude? You're still going to lose two of the games.
We don't know, man. We don't know.
No, you're not going to beat me, dude. I'm way better than you at UFC. We just proved that.
I had a shitty person.
Yeah. Okay. But in 2K, I'm way better than I am at 2K than I am at UFC.
I know. You're a streamer.
I was a streamer. I'm trying to get back into it, but it's just like time.
Yeah. So how long would you stream for whenever you streamed?
Like 2-3 hours. That was the first thing I wanted to do. Like, I started making 2K content over. Like, that was the first thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking...
just listened to Joe Rogan for years and I want to be a comedian. That's...
Hell yeah.
So when did you do your first open mic, man?
I did it when I first turned 18. I had the video of it. It actually went pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, your jokes are funny. Every time you're up there, you got good jokes and you got good stage presence.
See, everybody says, I don't fucking get it. That's the one thing I think I really need to work on.
Well, it's just going to get better once you keep on going up. But you're like base level stage presence and your jokes are good, like legit good.
Yeah. I'd say I officially started last month.
Okay.
It's the only time, because like I would do it. I did it when I first turned 18. I did it like twice. I did it once.
Where'd you go?
I went to... Fuck. It was some in Madison. It was one in Madison. I did good the first time. And then I went up the second time, did bad. And I was like, I ain't doing this shit right now. Because I was already doing the social media stuff. So I was like, I'm just not going to focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did it when I was 19. I did good the first time. Second time I did bad. And I was like, fuck this shit. I ain't doing it for a little bit. And then like now I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah. You going tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop that 3 minutes on him. How long you think you got right now?
I have a for sure 4, but I have a lot of jokes written that I think that'll work. I think if I took like 2 weeks, I can get 8 minutes that are like decent. Just because I've been doing like jokes every single day, like 3 videos a day.
Yeah, you just take some of those videos and just put it in stand-up form. Yeah. So you need to start doing those new jokes too. Just pop them in after your old set.
See, I haven't been doing my old set. I just do my new stuff every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep fucking up, because I need to do fucking...
Yeah, you got to mix them both in. Hell yeah. That's how you get... Because then you'll figure out, ooh, I can say this one and then say this one after that. Mm-hmm. Just keep on mixing it up. Because I got like these... I think I got like three new jokes. Some of them are one-liners, but I think 4 new jokes. But then I'm trying to mix them in with my old shit and figure out how... Like right now, the biggest thing is getting this 3 minutes, right? So... I'm trying to figure out what 3 minutes hits the hardest. I know which one of my jokes hits the hardest, but you know, how can I fit that in 3 minutes? And you can't sometimes, like I used to lead in, what are you, I'm single, you know, the I'm single thing, then I go into race play. But like tonight, I'm not going to be
get out of context. That's crazy. They don't know you're saying. I'm single and race play.
Yeah.
And then the race play, you know.
Yeah, you just.
It's essential.
You
gotta have the race play.
You gotta have that. It's hard to find.
That's good shit.
It's hard to find, Matthew.
It's a rare commodity, dude. I could probably hook you up with some people, dude. Do some commissions. Custom commissions.
How much time do you think, like, go up and do and you're gonna be confident about it?
I can do 12.
You can do 12?
I can do 12, but I'll bring back a joke I don't like. A toxic masculinity. I don't really like it, but it works whenever I do it. And then maybe 10, because I can only do one, the fat or the fuck weird. Mm. I can only do one of those jokes because I use the same tags in them.
Mm. How much can you do?
I could probably do about 4 hours. Four. You know, my legs will start hurting, and then I'll go sit down, you know. No, I could probably do 15, maybe not a super tight 15, but I could stand. Mm-hmm. I could do jokes for 15 minutes.
Yeah. And what, y'all are like 10 months in?
Nah, about to be a year.
Like, yeah. Well, mine's. I did my first ever open mic like on Tuesday. It'll be a year ago, but I didn't do another one for like 3 months after.
Yeah,
that.
So I was. And I was
then
the
that's
same.
When I started doing.
Yeah. Like, after I'm in this, I'm not going to count anything before. I'm just going to be like, February is when I started. Because when I'm, like, actually, like, taking it, like, I'm going to keep going rather than just going up one off every year.
Yeah.
And then not go again.
Yeah. But at least you got up there and did it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't, like, technically have to. Social media stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. I know what I'm saying. Dude. But no, I'm saying, like, you don't have to. But it's good that you are. Because you got the jokes. You got the jokes. You got the stage person. If you keep on doing it, you'll be good.
Well, that's the whole reason I started the social media stuff, is to do the stand-up. Because fucking, you guys know who Brandon Schaub is?
Yeah,
he fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But he sells tickets and he gets booked.
Yeah.
Because he has a social media following. So I was like, I can at least make money and make a living as long as I have like a social media presence.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And like, that's the thing that Schaub got caught up in,
is that he got famous before he was good at stand-up.
Well, he's been doing it for 10 years. He still sucks dick.
He does. I mean, I will say this.
No.
I watch Gringo Poppy.
Look in the comments.
Look, I'm not talking about anything. I'm just talking about me watching it. It wasn't like it was the worst thing I've ever saw, but it wasn't. I thought he was. I was like, looks like somebody who a two-year comic trying to do 30 minutes. This is what it looked like.
Yeah, but he's like 10 years.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was in there for that long. So I was trying to take up for you, Brandon, but
no.
But like, it's hard to say like he sucks, like, because who are we to say he's? I mean, we're talking about him on our podcast. Like, this is a well-known comedian. Yeah. He might not be great in terms of like seeing other professional comedians, but I mean, he was a UFC fighter. True. You have to have discipline, hard work to do that,
and that's why he's.
He might not be good at comedy, but I mean, he sells tickets.
Exactly. That's money. What I told Jake. I'm like, it doesn't matter. People always think when you're in like the comedy scene, who's the funniest? That doesn't matter. I mean, it's gonna funny always matters, but if you got the funniest person who doesn't want to do shit and doesn't take any initiative and doesn't do anything, they're just a funny person then. Because people will book them and people will try, but then that personality, that trait is always going to come out. You like, oh, I got him on this show. They flake out of shows or stuff like that. Yeah. Doesn't matter how funny he is, you can't work with him. Just like a player in NFL, they can't. The best ability is availability. So you can be the best left tackle ever to play in NFL, but if you ain't healthy, what the fuck are you good for? So it's you gotta encompass all that shit.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying he's a fucking loser. Like, yeah, obviously he's super successful. He's done like insane shit to be a top 10 heavyweight.
He's not somebody I would watch.
Yeah, no, stand up. He's just not good.
Yeah,
like he's just some people have it and some people don't, and I just don't think that's like in his wheelhouse.
Yeah,
but like I used to watch him on his podcast. He's funny talking.
Yeah,
but it's just like it's two different types of funny.
I don't know if he's funny at all. I know I was just taking up for him a second ago. I just respect his worth ethic. I don't like his
comedy. Yeah, he works his ass off.
Mm-hmm. It's just his... he has such a bad reputation. He's always in some drama with somebody.
And
he's
trying with Bobby to
start
Lee?
Beef. Like, why start beef with him?
Yeah.
You know, why?
Over some 4chan?
Like,
some shit like
it
that?
It was Reddit. He was saying that,
it's because he gets bullied. Like, Brendan Schaub, like, the internet hates him.
Yeah, I see that all the time.
Which,
people shit on him.
Deservedly. Yeah. Like, apparently he does a lot of fucked up shit.
I can see. I mean, he's a fuck boy. You know what I'm saying? He's just who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
But, I just don't fuck with
everybody knows a guy like this.
Everybody knows. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's the problem because nobody likes that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
But like you said, Matthew, on his podcast, I would, like King and the Sting, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever they had it with him and Theo Von.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Everybody else carried
you know
that
why?
Podcast.
Yeah, you know why? Because of Theo Von.
He's making fun of him.
But that was a dynamic that I liked more than, like, you know, when you're watching Theo's podcast, which is good, alone. I like when he has Brandon the shit on.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Because it's like he can't really go super hard on Brent on that because he's fucking a top 10 heavyweight in the UFC.
It is a funny dynamic. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not like him just beating on somebody.
It's
that,
of,
like,
of mice and men type situation.
Yeah.
That's the muscle, dude. And if Theo Von's the brains, dude, it's not a good operation.
Dude, Theo had this guy who was on there. Do you watch his podcast ever?
Once in a while.
He had one of near-death experiences. And he like studies them, so he's like a real doctor, but he studies them. He's like 4,000 people that he studied, and he said they all say the same thing, like you get pulled into this like heavenly place from different parts of the world too, pulled into like this heavenly place, and then everybody up there is telling you to go back, but the person wanted to stay. But once they come back, even people who try to kill themselves and shit were like, oh, I'm supposed to be here, and then they're like at peace after that shit. Isn't that crazy? So it's probably, I'm just saying, look, two things I've seen documentaries on and I liked.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
What's the other one?
The children that have the memories of their past lives.
Come on.
These
little motherfuckers remember everything,
that
dude.
That is rehearsed, dude.
You
that
think
is
so?
Totally rehearsed.
It has to be.
It is 100%. Like, I'm a pretty superstitious dude. I believe in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is not real, dude. Children are smarter than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
Some of these little motherfuckers be remembering very vivid details.
I guarantee you my 5-year-old Puerto Rican nephew could like convince you he had a past life as like a fighter pilot or something. No. I bet I could give him – I'll have him on next week. Dude.
Would you believe in any of that?
Nah.
Which one are you going for more?
I don't know. Because I get like freaked out by that shit. Like you I don't do? Even watch scary movies.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah.
I get terrified, but I love to watch them, dude.
Yeah, I love them.
I love
them. See, I just don't fuck with being scared.
I just get upset.
You don't like it?
Nah.
You get upset?
They're going like a soul. I'm like, dude, you clearly could get the fuck out of there, but you just want to sit there. No, my mom owned this place. Get the fuck out.
That is the other thing. All scary movies suck.
Like, there are some truly well done horror movies.
Yeah, but Insidious, that's like there's like
A24.
There's like maybe
you
like
A24, dude.
A24 Hereditary.
There's like 10 all time.
Hereditary is a great movie.
What's that about? Let me search that up. What's that about?
It's a weird looking people.
Yeah, there's only like 10 good movies.
I won't argue because most scary movies.
Because then you're just like terrible acting. Is
yeah, yeah.
Have y'all seen that new Adam Sandler movie?
No, but I want to. Is it good?
It's ass.
The space one.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Dude,
it's
a big spider that talks to him. It's just what like.
Have you ever seen Gravity?
Nah.
With Sandra Bullock and George Clooney?
Actually, maybe. I think I might.
You've seen that? Let's yeah. See. See, that was good. And it wasn't like. It was. Like, I'm guessing it's him tripping out in space.
Yep.
Right?
But it's it gets really weird.
Mm.
I don't fuck with it. Maybe some other people will fuck with it. But I don't fuck with it. Like, it's just like, it's a fucking giant spider that's just crawling around talking to him.
Is it a comedy?
I hate
no,
spiders,
it's not
dude.
A comedy at all. Yeah. It's like super serious, and it's just like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, that's my boy, too.
Have them show the spider.
Okay, yeah, let me search it. It's like a space subway. Spider.
What's it called?
Spaceman?
Yeah. Spaceman, yeah.
Oh, hell.
Ugh, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
That looked like that Skittles.
No, bro,
remember
you should
that?
Hear his fucking voice, though. His voice is insane.
Yeah,
that's the part that,
from
like.
Aragog.
Y'all want to hear the voice?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear the voice?
Yeah, we'll watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it, too. I mean, hey.
You know,
I like old school Sandler movies.
Oh, fuck like more classic. Like the Wedding Singer.
But everybody likes those.
Yeah, yeah.
The new ones, I don't. I like the one that had Kevin Garnett, the uncut.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
Yeah. That wasn't a Sandler movie though; he was just playing in it.
I liked him in that.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
Or when he coaches the NBA player, the one that came out not too long ago.
I didn't see that. You
that's
saw
a good one.
Is it good?
That's a good one.
I've heard it's really good. Huh?
What was it called?
Oh,
I don't know.
No,
the Mexican guy, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Juan Hernan
he got like
Gomez.
A cut right after it came out.
Yeah. But apparently he won like the EuroLeague MVP or something like that.
Okay,
like he actually is like
he's a baller.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You want to know? Speaking of scary movies, when I was younger, right, my big brother, he's like 7 years older than me, and Chucky, I think Child's Play 2 or 3 had just came out, so we watched it. And I wasn't supposed to watch it, sneaking in there, and I was like so scared. And we lived right by a cemetery, like literally here to the front of like the other buildings right in front of this. So I'll say about 100 yards away from a cemetery. And so he walked me down there, him and his friend, and he's walking down there and he was like, oh, look over there. I looked over there and they hid behind the tombstones, but I didn't know. So I'm looking around and I'm screaming, trying to get out. You know, cemeteries are hard to get out of. You know what I mean? So I'm screaming. I can't get out. I'm lost. But the whole time, they're like right there, but they don't tell me. And then I have to run back to the house. I'm screaming. I tell my mom he gets his ass. What was it? It was a good time.
Are cemeteries hard to get out of?
Yeah, dude.
Just pick one direction.
No, bro. You get into a cemetery, it's especially when it's pitch black at night.
You live next to Arlington?
I was like six.
How big is this cemetery?
Huh?
You live next to Arlington?
No, dude. You've never been in a fucking cemetery before?
Oh, dude. Love this cemetery. Go every day.
Dude, the roads are like, it's not even really roads. If you take a wrong turn, you can't see outside.
True. I used to live next to one. They had, you remember, have you ever heard about, what is it, Dead Man's Playground? Dead Child's
Dead
Playground?
I heard about that. I heard about
it's
that.
It's about ghosts on, swings and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
my manager told me a story about how she went there with her husband when they were in their 20s, and they used to just scare the fuck out of kids. Like, they'd hide behind the tombstones and, like wait for them to get comfortable, and then just start doing little kid voices and scare the fuck out of them.
Oh, yeah. That's
so that was just
right
adults fucking with us.
Yeah, dang. Probably.
Or when.
So you said you went there and you heard it?
I mean, yeah, I heard stories and shit. I went there once and there was some weird shit going on, but I never got to see the full action that everybody was telling me about. It's like, Brandon, man, don't go there at this time and shit, because then some weird stuff going to happen. You might get pushed off a swing. You never know.
So that's what happened. I never really went because, dude, how am I going to go into the cemetery?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I can't just walk up in there.
Yeah.
And I can't walk from my house. I couldn't leave my house.
Y'all got any ghost stories or anything supernatural or something you got scared of?
Nah.
No? You believe in it? The ghosts and shit?
Nah, but I don't fuck with it. Yeah, like, if it happens, like, I'm gone. Like, I'm not.
I'll believe it if I see it. If I see a ghost or something like that, and I'm not on, like, some kind of psychedelic, yeah, I'll believe it then. Yeah. But I'm not believing just because somebody else said, oh, I seen a ghost. And this, okay.
But, like, going to dead children's playground at night, like, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to set myself up for it.
I'll go to haunted places, but not a dead children. I didn't even know they had that dead children's playground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, cemetery is crazy.
I don't know, man. I believe it. Why not? Because mm-hmm. I feel like if I say I don't, then it's going to happen to me, and then it's just not going to be fun after that. So, yeah, I believe. Don't haunt me, man.
What about you, Brandon?
Well, me, you know, so see, I believe Christianity, so I'm like, yeah, sure, I guess, yeah.
A lot of ghosts in the Bible.
I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I haven't seen a ghost, but if I seen one, I wouldn't be like, oh, the shit, Holy how ghost. The fuck is this happening? I'd be like, oh, it's a ghost. Let me leave.
What?
So you got to do it. Just, if you see a ghost, so if you just say get a ghost, the fuck out.
Just like,
yeah, dude, no, if I see a ghost, I'm leaving. That's it. Just go. Right?
What if you just bought, you just got this, point, if you just got this apartment, you spent all your money on the down payment, you just got in there, 2 weeks in, you see a ghost or whatever, you're just going to move out?
Yeah. So what happened before?
You got the fucking money.
I'll tell you what.
I'd rather die. Unless I'm a fucking paying rent, dude, I'm out.
Wait, so what happened before? Like, who, did the previous owner die?
I don't know. It's just haunted.
Okay, because if the previous owner died or something, then hell yeah, I'm out there. But if it's like just a normal
ghost,
he was chill. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll stay. But if some fucked up shit happens, that's it.
If it was a chill ghost, you stay.
Oh, if he chill and if we don't do nothing,
I'm with him.
Pass me that ghost smoke. I don't care, man. We'll sit and smoke one. I don't know. Till you do some fucked up shit like haunt me.
That is some fucked up shit. Yeah, can't be hunting people.
Man, man, as soon as he pushed me down some stairs, I'm out. Crawling out. I'm getting out.
Escalated quickly to be the cool one to push you down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
What made y'all want to start comedy?
I've always loved comedy since I've been.
But, like, what made you want to do it?
My boy would just make, he, I told him I was like, oh, I would love to do stand up. And then he kept on pressuring me and he kept on saying, you should do it. And then we went to Kill Tony. I signed up and then happened to get on. So then, after that, I came back here, went to Shenanigans, did the open mic there. And I was like, this is tight. But I didn't come back for like a month and a half, 2 months. And then once I came back, that's when I met JJ and everybody. And they gave me all the open mics and I started doing them. And that's just fucking, it's too fun. It's too fun. Plus, I love fucking with people, and I get to do that on stage, especially now that I'm starting to warm up a little bit and just be free up there. It's nothing more than having somebody think whatever you're saying is going this way and then hit it fucking hard.
Nah, it's fun.
That's fucking the shit. It gets my juices flowing.
Something's got to. Those platelets have got to unclot somehow, dude.
What made you want to start doing it?
I always wanted to try it. And then I started doing it, and I was just having fun. And I just like meeting weird people. And comedy allows you to meet some really fucking weird people.
Oh, yeah.
So many people are weird. Like,
it's just like the worst people from every single walk of life decide to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And they just all meet in one place that you would otherwise never see that group of people ever interacting at all.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I like about it, dude. It's just like the mall. Parkway Place Mall. You go there, you'll see like every type of person that Huntsville has.
Oh, you'll see like grown men with cat ears and cat tails. Shut the fuck up. Walking on all fours.
Yeah, dude.
You shut up right now. You seen that?
I seen that shit.
UAH is a weird.
We're going too far. Alright? No, God damn it.
I'm accepting, but like that's fucking crazy.
I'm accepting too. But see, this is my whole thing. I'm trying to make a joke up like this. It's like that's your kink. That's something you do when you're if that's what gets you off. You know what I'm saying? Why are you doing it around everybody? You know what I mean?
Because maybe they're like you. They want to fuck with people.
But here goes the thing. I like the fucking just a short t-shirt and socks, but I'm not gonna go pick up my Starbucks like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they shouldn't be around walking on all fours because that gets their giblets going. I don't agree with it.
Are they doing it for a sexual thing, though?
I don't give a fuck. It has to be sexual. You're putting cat ears and tails
on. I think it's just mental
illness. But in public, yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely dude, if you want to be a cat,
come on.
Like, what do we do here?
Come on, bro. You got to draw the line somewhere.
No. I didn't sit in and agree. I was like, hey.
Dude, we went to Low Mill and we saw, like, just a pack of furries. Like, there was, like, 12 of them.
I can't believe this. They're out in the wild.
No, it's crazy. I haven't been back since.
They gotta got to put litter boxes in school bathrooms now.
Dude. Yeah, nah. That's, like, a legit thing.
I don't believe that. I don't believe any. If any school does that, they should be disbarred. They shouldn't be able to do anything.
You know those furry costumes cost $3,000.
Oh, yeah, they're very pricey.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, that's a rich people problem.
Yeah.
You paying $3,000 for an outfit, like a...
You can fuck.
Hey, you don't get paid. You're paying $3,000. Are they fucking in
them? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they fucking in them.
Yeah, they get down in those things.
You said that really fast.
No, it's just I know about it. I knew some people that were cool with that, I guess.
So do they have like a hole cut out or what got going on?
Oh, I didn't ask them that far. I just know they
had There's no way they do it in that. They probably got that's like how, a that's what variation. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure they'd be fucking in the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Because then why wear the costumes?
True. They go to like they have the parties and stuff. I guess so quiet.
Because he's telling us stuff we don't know about. He's trying to slip it in there. Like, you guys never been to these parties?
No. I've never really been to a party in my life other than, like, what was it, one homecoming or something. But
you've never been to a party?
Nah, I've never really been to a party except for, like, a birthday party or maybe a homecoming.
JJ, you need to take him out. Take him to some of them.
We'll get him to a frat party.
Yeah, take him to a frat party.
We'll
you have to experience a frat party, and I can't go.
Yeah, I remember like one.
Too old.
One
yeah, no, you're way too old, dude. Yeah.
Brandon, I'm telling you now, dude, you're gonna be disappointed. Whatever your expectations are, lower them down.
It is very lame. Like college parties are super lame.
Well, depending on which ones you go to, man.
Yeah, we go to
SIU.
I'm just talking about like in my experience at UAH, it's not great.
But also, I don't fuck with partying. Like, I'm not a party guy. I'm not a party guy.
I'm not great.
Like, I'd rather like do kickbacks, like hang out, smoke, drink, chill. I don't like being around a bunch of like weird ass people. Mm-hmm. Like, me and my friends last year, we went down to Miami to meet up with a friend that goes to the university.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a rave. That was the lamest shit ever, dude. They have to be on meth because they're like it's shitty music and they're just gyrating for hours and they're happy, and like we're drunk. But, like, we're all, like, we're just making fun of the people there. Because it's, like, there's no way any of these people are, like, actually real. And then we, like, left. We paid, like, $60 to get it, and we left, like, within 30 minutes.
Yeah. I'm with you. Last time I went to a rave was, like, when I was 24 or 25. And I was, like, that's when I started to become, like, this is the worst thing I've ever been to. Like, God, I need to leave. Like you said, you paid all that money, but you're still like, I don't give a fuck. I just need to get out of here.
Yeah, Brave isn't my thing, dude. Never been to one. Don't really care to go. I feel I'd have a seizure within seconds. You know.
So what's happening at this? What happens at the rave?
It's just loud music and people gyrating.
Oh, kind of like dubstep shit. Like
yes, exactly dubstep. Yeah.
Oh.
But like that for like hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
And it's ass. Like there's no words going on, and then there's just a DJ be like, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the thing that wasn't that kind of like what happened with Travis Scott thing where people died and shit because it was
no
like,
it's not hell
no they no
it wasn't that it
that
wasn't,
was a concert.
That's a concert.
Okay, so a rave.
It's just a party.
Is usually going to have like lights and fog machines and a lot of people there on ecstasy, which is a party drug that just makes you want, like everything feels good. Or they have meth in it and then you just feel awake. It could be cut with different things. I'm not saying I ever took it.
Okay, but... Allegedly.
All right, Matthew, this is the end of the podcast. What you want to do right here? Say anything you have to promote, all your tags, and it'll be right up on the left of you.
Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Matthews_stupidity, and I appreciate it.
Hell yeah, man. Hey, thanks for coming on, dope.
All right. Thanks, dog.
Thank you for having me.